Jesus, help us rise above our sorrow, embracing your loving kindness and comfort. Fill us with your everlasting love. Amen. Blessed Mother began speaking. You have all prayed for your sister Magdalene, and we have responded to your prayers. As prayer and crying out for mercy moves most effectively on our hearts, all of heaven and purgatory is interceding on her behalf. What you are seeing in the spirit, my daughter, is currently happening. We have gathered around her bedside, and my son is moving gloriously by holding this precious one in his loving embrace. He has taken her to his heart and continues to lavish his beautiful beloved bride with cleansing, healing, mercy, love, graces, comfort, consolation, and his peace. We have joined our prayers with yours, and they are assisting in her refinement and preparation for heaven. My children, for the moment, I need you all to set aside your human emotions and dispositions, and please continue deep intercessory prayer for your sister and all that she is suffering for. There will be a time to mourn the departure of her earthly presence, as written in Scripture. And when she said this, I immediately thought of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, which reads in part, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to tear down, a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." Mother Mary continued, "The fruit that is being born now out of her sacrifice is great and bountiful. Convictions of hearts, conversions, blessings, graces, and virtues are coming forth and being imparted in abundance. Let not your hearts be troubled, my dear ones, and be at peace. She is in the hands of her faithful, merciful, and loving spouse."